Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crumry. Ballots for Juneau's October 3rd municipal election have been sent to registered voters. There are three ways to get ballots back to elected officials. Election officials. First, you can drop them in the mail with postage. Second, ballots can be placed in secure drop boxes at the Douglas Library and at the Stater Harbor Boat Launch. And third, ballots can be delivered to vote centers at City Hall and the Mendenhall Valley Public Library. Vote center hours are available on juneau.org/elections. You can also vote in person at those locations through Election Day. You can find candidate profiles and the latest election news at ktoo.org/elections. As a record-breaking cruise season in Sitka comes to a close and the promise of another equally busy summer is on the horizon in 2024, some are wondering how, if at all, Sitka can sustain its tourist boom. Now a group of Sitkans is calling for a cap on the number of cruise passengers next year. They want to put that question out to the voters in a special election this winter. KCAW's Catherine Rose reports.
Sitkan Larry Edwards has drafted a ballot initiative before. In 1995, the former pulp mill employee organized an effort to limit clear cutting.
It was to establish a zone within 35 miles of downtown that would be clear-cut free. And it lost by 4 votes.
He hopes his newest initiative doesn't meet the same fate. When asked whether cruise tourism is more or less extractive than logging, he smiles and says he'll have to think about that. Either way, he thinks it too should be limited.
It's just absolute chaos. I feel that the cruise industry thinks it's the planning director of the city and that we have to march to its orders. I think we need to take control back.
This summer, cruise ships brought around 560,000 people to Sitka, breaking last year's new record and more than doubling any year before that in Sitka's history. Edwards thinks it's time to ask Sitkans where the bar should be.
There have been a number of surveys done that have shown that about two-thirds of people in town think it's way over the top, and has been for quite a while. It's been controversial since the 1990s, the early 1990s even. And nobody's really ever asked the people of the city of Sitka what they want and asked them to vote on some number. This is the first, and someone had to stick their neck out to do it.
For the last few months, Edwards has been quietly drafting an ordinance that would ask voters to decide whether Sitka should establish a port district on its road system and limit cruise visitation to 240,000 people next year. He's using Bar Harbor, Maine as a template. Like Sitka, Bar Harbor's cruise ship dock is privately owned. And last November, voters approved an initiative to cap cruise traffic, which could take effect next summer, pending litigation.
The initiative set a flat limit of 1,000 persons per day. That passed 2-1, so it's very stringent. And what I have in this initiative is much more relaxed than that. And rather than just having a flat number, there's some logic to the numbers that are in it.
Edwards turned the ordinance into City Hall on Friday morning with the signatures of 44 other sponsors. As of press time, Municipal Administrator John Leach hadn't seen the initiative, so he couldn't comment on its specifics. But he'd anticipated that a ballot proposition was coming down the pike. The same day, Leach published a letter addressing the city's response to tourism, warning that a ballot initiative to limit tourism comes with economic, constitutional, and legal concerns.
My hope was that we, as the city, would get more of an opportunity to continue working with the stakeholders. We had hoped that our tourism task force and the great work that we're doing there would have an opportunity to take hold and produce something, because I think an agreement with stakeholders that's not so restrictive is the better path forward.
He worries that any ballot initiative to limit cruise traffic could lead to litigation. That's been the case in Bar Harbor, where local business owners sued the city. A federal judge is expected to issue a ruling in the case soon.
There is a big litigation risk. And the way we're going to have to pay for that litigation, when and if it comes this way, is right out of our general fund. And our general fund is what pays for our public schools. It pays for our infrastructure, and it pays for our public safety. So the litigation costs are going to have to come from somewhere if we get to a place where stakeholders decide to pursue this in a legal matter.
Leach feels that the city is doing what it can to respond to the influx. In addition to the work of the Tourism Task Force that the Assembly established earlier this year, Leach is collaborating with other Southeast city managers with plans to develop an agreement with the cruise industry, similar to the recent Memorandum of Understanding Juneau struck. But Edwards thinks Sitka needs to respond faster. He believes the ordinance is pro-tourism, pro-Sitka, just trying to find the right size for it. And it's meant to be a stopgap.
Win or lose, it's going to get some good discussion going. If it wins, it'll be in place for a year. And then after that, in the interim, we can be working as a community towards what we want to do more longer term for 2025 and beyond.
Whether Edwards' initiative will make it on the ballot yet remains a question. First, he has to collect just over 800 signatures, a third of the voters in the last municipal election. He has 3 months to do that, but he hopes to knock it out in 3 weeks. Then, the ballot prop must be vetted by the city. If it gets the green light, Sitkins could be voting on cruise limits in a special election by early December. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.
Last year, RSV sent many Alaskans to the hospital. But this year, infants, who are among the most vulnerable to the virus, have access to a new immunization. And as early as this week, Alaskans will be able to get the new COVID vaccine. Alaska Public Media's Rachel Cassandra reports.
RSV usually feels like a common cold, but it's more risky for people over 60 years old and infants. Last year was the first year that older adults could get a vaccine for it, and this is the first year infants have access to an immunization too. Sarah Aho is the immunization program manager for the state of Alaska. She says this new immunization, nirsevimab, could save infant lives.
Nirsevimab can reduce the risk of hospitalization by up to 80%. So that is just an incredible reduction. No one wants to see their baby in a hospital, and that can be struggling to breathe. That can be even death. So I think nirsevimab is an incredible tool that we've never had before that's available to all children in Alaska.
Nirsevimab is recommended for babies under 8 months and older for babies who are more vulnerable. That includes babies who are immunocompromised or who are of American Indian or Alaska Native heritage. Aho says Alaskans can also expect to see new mRNA COVID vaccinations in Alaska as soon as the week of September 18th. She says the vaccines are no longer considered boosters, but are a yearly formulation.
You can think of it kind of like the flu vaccine that's reformulated every year to match what scientists are expecting to see in the communities. And that's kind of what's happened with COVID vaccines this fall.
Aho says the National Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices debated whether they should recommend this new vaccine only for those at high risk of complications from COVID. But ultimately, they decided to recommend it for everyone 6 months and older. Aho says flu vaccines are already available throughout the state, and this year, older adults can get a higher dose of the vaccine to give their immune system an extra boost of protection. People under 2 and over 65 are the most vulnerable age groups. Aho says for prevention, Alaskans should take the typical precautions. That means washing hands, staying at home if you're sick, avoiding sick people, covering your cough, and not touching your face. And Aho says it's too early to know whether this winter will be a bad one for viruses and infections. She says people can find out where to get vaccinations by calling their pharmacy or going to vaccinate.alaska.gov or vaccines.gov. In Anchorage, I'm Rachel Cassandra.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 50 degrees and lightly raining. Tonight, more rain is on the forecast with a low of 47 degrees. Tomorrow, the high is 55, and it starts off with some rain, but it might get sunny towards the afternoon. The rain should return Wednesday through the rest of the week. You're listening to KTOO. For more stories, go to ktoo.org.